Is it mutter for a woman to carry a weapon? What are the circumstances in which this would be permissible or forbidden? So the relevant halachic problem would be kli gever. In fact, Targum Unculus on the pasuk of kli gever brings this, says that it would be forbidden for a woman to carry a weapon. There are even midrashim which claim that Yael, when she killed Sisera in the story in Sefer Shoftim, did so with the peg of a tent rather than a normal weapon, so as not to violate the Isser of Kli Gever. So apparently, it would be usur for a woman to carry a weapon. Are there circumstances in which we would say that this is permissible? So two of the great Gedolim of the previous generation dealt with security-related questions in this regard. So Rav Avadya has in Yichavadas Chelkei, what about an educational setting in a place where there could be a potential threat of terrorist attacks? And the teachers, and it would be helpful if the teachers are able to improve the security by carrying a gun. So let's say you have women teachers, they have got a note or whatever. Are they allowed to have something with them? So he says, certainly, pikuach nefesh is doche everything. But even if it's not pikuach nefesh, and maybe it doesn't necessarily rise to the level of pikuach nefesh, or I'm saying maybe if you're just working within pikuach nefesh, maybe we have to look for other alternatives rather than violating what sounds like an isser. So, but he says even if it's not pikuach nefesh, he says there's a heter within the rules of kli gever that many of the achronim hold that kli gever is only yasser biderech noy, or in order to pass yourself off as a member of the other gender. But if a person is not engaged in this activity, b'derech noy, in order to make themselves look better, so to look nice, so then it would be mutter. So for example, a woman is cold. Is she allowed to put on her husband's jacket? So many of the achronim say that she would be allowed to. So therefore, in this situation, he says, they're doing it for ulterior motive. They're not doing it to look macho. They're not doing it to look, you know, look manly or something. So they have some other functional reason, and therefore, it would be permissible. That's his psak. At the end, he writes, oh, now I see that Rav Moshe Feinstein also passes this way. So if you look in the Igros Moshe, he gives the same bottom line psak, but very different reasoning. So he was asked, women traveling in Gush Etzion who want to, you know, feel that they that it's not so safe and they want to carry something with them, carry a weapon, is that mutter? So from the tshuva, you can see that the one who asked the question, which is his grandson-in-law of Shabtai Rapport, basically mentions the same reasoning that Rav Avadya would mention in the tshuva, and Rav Moshe rejects it. Rav Moshe says, the idea that if you're wearing it not l'shem noy, that would be okay, that's only for something whose purpose is noy, like clothing. But a gun, the purpose of it is not decorative. The purpose of it is functional. So therefore, the fact that she's carrying it for a functional reason is not sufficient. However, he says, in a situation where there's clear possible danger, even if we wouldn't say that it's pikuach nefesh, even if we could look for other possible ways around it, in a situation where there's a real security need, he says, that's no longer considered to be kli gever to begin with. Kli gever is something which is unique to men. But it would be dark on shell women also to carry a weapon in a situation where there's a real threat to their safety. So, interestingly enough, he says it could be situational. You could have situational situation where it is or is not unique to men. And a situation where there's a real security need, it's no longer unique to men. Women would also carry weapons in such circumstances, and therefore it would not be kli gever in those cases. Once we're bringing this svar, it is interesting to note that many assume that these categories could be changing depending on what's normal for men and for women in a given time and place. To what extent would we say that bismanenu, it's common enough for women to carry? If you go online, you'll see, you know, top 10 handguns for women. So maybe at a certain point it becomes common enough. I don't know what that point is. I saw someone make the argument in Israel. There are women who, join the army and carry even bigger, larger guns. So even if we're not necessarily happy about that, maybe that changes the math in terms of what's considered to be kli gever. But even if we don't assume that, so the isser would be stam to carry it. Perhaps recreational use might be covered, but in a situation where there is a significant security need, so then two of the great poskim argued that it would not be a problem of kli gever. Have a wonderful day in Shabbos.